Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people that, huh?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio, Thursday night edition. So good to see all of you here tonight. I am so totally excited. Amen. And so we're going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to have a young man, hallelujah, our teenager, Marcus McQuiller, amen, 16 years old, just turned 16 recently. Marcus is going to come on and read a scripture, amen. So I'm excited about that too, and then we'll talk about what's going to happen on this evening, amen. So Father God, we just thank you, we praise you, Lord God, we bless your name. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the True and Living One. There is none like you, hallelujah, quite like you, in the heavens, the earth, and under the earth, hallelujah. And we bless your name. Lord God, we continue to dedicate this broadcast to you and only you. We thank you, Lord God, that you just have your way here tonight. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For signs, wonders, and miracles by your spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have our dear Marcus McQuiller to come on. His mom is Minister Rachel. Welcome, Marcus. Say that again.
Oh, I was telling him. I was giving him my phone because they have the app open on mine.
Okay. All right. You ready, Marcus?
He's going to read Philippians 4.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and heard and those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen. Amen. You have another scripture to mark in?
Yes,
yeah. All right.
Get ready. Go ahead, so they can hear you.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Marcus, for that wonderful scripture shower. Hallelujah. And Marcus, anytime you want to read a scripture, our scriptures, just let me know. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, when a 16-year-old wants to read a scripture, glory to God. Amen. And all was wonderful and appropriate. It was the word of God. Amen. So, We're excited about Marcus reading those scriptures tonight. Hallelujah. And we're also excited about the guest that we have on tonight. First of all, I want to introduce to you a friend of mine and a friend of ours, a friend of Get 'Em Radio. She's been with us. I was trying to look back how she's been with us, but she has been a speaker for several years now. We've had her on for different occasions and everything. and God always moves by his spirit through her. Hallelujah. If we want to have a camp meeting, we call Evangelist Janie Sims. Hallelujah. And the Lord just moves by his spirit in so many ways through Evangelist Janie Sims. So I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, Evangelist Janie Sims. Welcome,
praise
Evangelist.
The Lord. Yes, thank
Hallelujah.
You so much. Hello, the Lord. God is good.
Yes, yes. So good to have you here. I'm going to let you talk about what we're going to do tonight. In fact, Evangelist Janie is our guest co-host tonight. Amen. So she's going to do most of the hosting, and I'm just going to kind of get in there every now and then. But she wants to tell us about a 3-in-1 worldwide ministries event that's going on this weekend in St. Louis. And I'm telling you, I mean, just looking at the flyer, it's just anointed. We know that the Lord's going to move by his hallelujah. We're expecting salvation, healing, deliverance, signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah. So go ahead, Evangelist Janie. And welcome.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you. Well, thank you, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, for having me on and the rest of the ministers coming on here to share tonight. We are so honored. Thank you very much. And thank you to Pastor Mom as well. Love Pastor
Amen.
Mom. And very thankful for Get 'Em Radio. So I remember being on Get 'Em Radio. Oh, it's going to have been a couple years ago, if not longer, when the Lord first gave
yes.
me the vision for the tent. And I remember Pastor Helen Price coming on, speaking about she set up a tent in her yard, and I became all excited, and I said, did you say tent? And, oh, my goodness. So, yes, it is so good to be on, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
We have to be glad in it. We really don't know what a day holds, but we know our God holds it. We know that
Hallelujah.
He works all things out for his purpose, for those who are called and work together, for those who love God and called according to his purpose. And so we are very honored to be here. I'm very honored to co-host. Thank you so much, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, for trusting me in this position. I'm very honored. This is my first time co-hosting for you or in this type of position, so thank you very much. Well, we are excited that as we've
yes.
been putting the tents up, as you know, we have been partnering, or some of you may not know, we have been partnering with ministers throughout St. Louis and the surrounding areas and Illinois, putting tents up, and as the tents go up, ministers have been coming together. It's not just 3-in-1 ministry tent. It's just not a certain church tent. It's the body of Christ. So ministers are coming, and they've been coming and joining in under the tent. And none of us are the star. Jesus is the star. And we come and we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are excited about this weekend. As this has all come together, I'm going to keep it very brief and short on my part, because I really want you to hear about the exciting leadership meeting that's coming up from Minister Yvonne Stewart. And then also we have Minister Vince Sellers with us from Ministry of Reconciliation. He will be ministering as well. So they've come on to share. But I do want to say, as the Lord gave this vision, and it started coming together, I had received, actually, a young lady who's on our ministry had spoken to a couple at her work about our ministry, And then they said, well, Minister Vince Sellers is wanting to come to St. Louis. And I said, well, okay. So we began to talk and pray, and we set up a date for June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And we confirmed it. Well, the next day, Minister Yvonne Stewart called and said, Janie, we've been praying, and we want to come to St. Louis, and we want to come on June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that amazing? And I thought, that's wonderful, Yvonne. We have an event going on that weekend. And so as I asked Yvonne to please share her vision with me, her vision is very amazing. She's, as most of you know, some of you may not, that my vision is to bring the body of Christ together into one accord, because we're all part of one body. And if the hand's not working, then guess what? The body's not complete. If your pointer finger's not working, guess what? You got to try and use those others, but it's not complete. If you're missing a foot, it's not complete. You're missing an elbow, it's not complete. We have to come together as the body of Christ, one body united in one accord. And Yvonne, Minister Yvonne Stewart has the same vision, but she has that as far, she is a, I would call her a divine connector. She is a connector in the body of Christ. And she is a great, she's great at organizing, bringing people together, and God has given her a beautiful vision to travel across America. So I'd like to go ahead and introduce Minister Yvonne Stewart to everybody. Some may not know, some might know, but this is Minister Yvonne Stewart. So how are you doing, Yvonne? Welcome. Is your mute
Hold
button on,
one
Yvonne?
Second. One second. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Thank you,
Thank
Barbara.
Thank y'all for having me. I feel great.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Mr. Yvonne Stewart with Gracefully Made Ministries. And can you hear us well, Yvonne?
I can. Can y'all hear me?
We
yes, can.
Miss Yvonne and her team just got into St. Louis, as well as Vince, Minister Vince Sellers. So they have just arrived in St. Louis, so probably, I don't know, around 6 or 7. So I know Yvonne is looking at many things at the hotel and getting situated. Miss Yvonne, can you tell us about your ministry and the vision God has given you?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Gratefully Made Ministries, God had gave me the vision one day, if I can go back to that. My vision came with me growing up, actually. My mom at that time was a prostitute. My dad was was an alcoholic. And I grew up with three sisters that was all on drugs at the same time. But I knew the love that I had for my family, and to see them change through somebody on the outside, not somebody inside the church house, but somebody on the outside coming to minister to them and to change and begin to change their lives. So as I got older and I began to do ministry work here at going to ministry school, and one of the teachers had asked us, would you all be ready for the outside world? And I knew exactly what he was talking about when he said that. Now, you know, I thought about how my mom used to be, how my dad used to be, how my sisters used to be, you know, because that is the outside world. And
that's
said,
right. That's right.
If you can help me get to people like my family and still give me the love that I have, you know, that I show my family, I can show that love on the outside world. And it just one day it just came about just to start this up. He gave me a vision. I ran with the vision, and I've been doing it ever since. So
wow,
this vision
praise
the Lord. Yeah, so the vision now is it's really a networking vision where we we have different ministries throughout our group. Everybody has his own outside ministry. I'm talking about Minister Cedric, Minister Michael, Minister Terrell. They all have different visions,
And we put all of that together and working together on this mission. So we're traveling, like I said, we traveled from Texas. Now we're, you know, here in St. Louis, and we're bringing all our ministries together, Gracefully Made Ministries, and, you know, with their ministries. And we're going to make it happen because God said the same.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Ministry Yvonne, now, as you called into St. Louis, you called me and said that Dr. Tony Strong had given you, Minister Dr. Tony Strong had given you my, said, hey, call Janie. But now you had called me and you guys were coming for an event. And so I want to address two things. First of all, as you said, you were coming, and then I think it's amazing that you're bringing Minister Michael Dorn with you. I think it's amazing that you're bringing in Minister Terrell with you. You know, and I just, these ministers coming in, Minister Cedric coming in with you. And so you have these ministers, and your ministry is kind of twofold. So you had brought ministers together in the Texas area, because you're out of Texas, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so you brought ministers together in Texas, and then these are ministers who all came into your vision to travel and go out in the streets in America. Is that correct?
Right. We have Terrell Ministry, God's Way Ministry, that's actually going to be going out to hit the streets to do what they do. And I think it's amazing. You know, I watched not too long ago in Texas, he did an event right before, you know, we began and started traveling. And it's just amazing, you know, the lives being saved on the outside world, you know, and people that has a heart for it. You know, throughout Cedric Ministry, you know, and how he reaches out to his people, and, you know, and Michael doing the same, you know, it's just an amazing thing, you know, because it's not a lot of people that step outside the church house to do things. And if you mind, if we can give them time to talk about their ministry, because, you know, they have a ministry also.
Well, tonight we are kind of limited. So we actually have many ministers that are going to be coming in for Friday night and Saturday and Sunday. And so I had just asked for you and Minister Vince Sellers to come on. But we also have a number of ministers, such as Bishop Gregory Holly, Prophetess Nona Thomas. So there are a number of ministers that aren't on this broadcast tonight. But they'll definitely be able to do that at the event, and we'll also be putting that on media. So they'll definitely get coverage at the event. And so let them know we definitely look forward to hearing from them. And then I also wanted to talk to you. Now, you had called me and said, hey, we want to come and do, I have 25, 35 people, want to come down and do some ministry in St. Louis. And, of course, you know, you had Dr. Robert and Tony Strong on your heart, which I love them very much myself with Prodigal House. And you said, hey, you know, I want to go out. I want to be with them as well. And so our visions have come together to make this happen. But you also said, hey, I want to do this leadership lunch. And I remember saying, okay, what's your vision? And because it's so important that we respect each other's vision. And when we come together, then that's a different type of the body. You know, we got to respect each part of the body. And then you had a vision to bring leaders together Friday at 5:00 at the Marriott here in St. Louis. Now, I understand the seats are full, right? There are no more seats available.
Right. It's to the list, but we would not turn no one down.
And what was that vision, if you don't mind me asking, that God gave you? Can you kind of tell us a little bit about what your vision was of coming to St. Louis and bringing St. Louis and surrounding ministers together, and how you're feeding them, and is that Texan food you're feeding? Could you share with us?
Correct. Okay, so what happens is before this vision came, Iron Sharpened Iron came to me first, and I began to, you know, pray about it. So God has told me Iron Sharpened Iron networking. What is networking, God? So he began to tell me that I'll be networking with people. That's how I got in touch with you. That's how I got in touch with the Strongs. And, you know, throughout this whole ordeal, I'm networking. So he said, if we can bring all these ministers to up under one roof, you got people that's coming that want to start an outside ministry, people that's doing outside ministry. We got churches that want to become to go on the outside to start their outside ministry. So if we can put people together and join, because we're all one body in Christ.
Amen.
It's a lot of different areas, but we're all one body in Christ. So we put them all up under the same roof. I'm sorry, under the same study. I ain't going to say roof, but put them all up under the same study. Then you know some awesome things going to happen.
That's right. Amen. And, you know, I'm excited. We're on Apostle Barbara Kizzy's show right now. And one of the things I know that she has done, just like the 16-year-old young man Marcus reading those scriptures, Apostle Barbara Kizzy has the heart. She's always raising people up and starting small churches and working within the body of Christ. And so, again, Apostle Barbara, thank you so much for having us on. And isn't it exciting to hear Yvonne's vision?
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, and that's what we need. You know, when the Lord told me to do this ministry, the God in the Mist, Get Them Radio ministry, that's what he said. He said, you know, so many people, you know, small churches, home churches, and parachurch ministries are all out, like, scattered all around. And he said, you know, that this ministry here, and this is one way of doing it, and he said, you know, bring them together, you know, here so that they can learn about each other and see that they're not just out there by themselves. And so we've been doing this for about 10 years, and well, over
wow.
10 years. And the way that we see it at this point is that we have a reference place where people can go to. Like, if they want to start a ministry, we've had guests on that talked about starting a ministry. We even have, you know, because now a lot of ministries are using cryptocurrency because it helps you to travel internationally. And so there's so many things that is in our archives, in our podcast, about 1,500 podcasts in the past 10 years as a reference point for ministries to learn and grow. Amen.
That's
so
amazing.
I'm excited about what he's doing with you, Minister Yvonne. So excited.
Yeah.
Thank you, and I'm excited on y'all good work, too.
Yeah. Well, and it's exciting, and, you know, we're going to have Prophetess Nona Thomas with us, Yvonne, come Friday for the leadership meeting at 5 p.m. Again, that is full, but no one will be turned away. But Prophetess Nona Thomas also is a networker, and she is through IGBN. And now she has her own ministry, but amazing woman. I think you're really going to enjoy not only meeting her, but hearing her. And she is like Barbara. She's just a wealth of wisdom and just a wealth of knowledge. So how exciting that God is bringing you together with these people here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, we will not hold you any longer. We know that you're at the hotel. Please tell everybody we said hello, and thank you so much for coming on. And we are excited about the leadership meeting tomorrow that Minister Yvonne Stewart will be hosting. And like we said, unfortunately, those seats, she had 50 seats available. praise the Lord that they are full. It's unfortunate they're full, but it is full. And if you wanted to come, we are believing, again, there will be more gatherings. And like I said, Miss Nona Thomas will be there with IGBN. She does networking meetings with ministries all the time. And so you'll be able to be connected with different ministries as well. If you're listening tonight and you're coming to the leadership meeting, you'll be able to not only meet Minister Yvonne Stewart and some of the other ministers from Texas, but you'll also be able to meet Prophetess Nona Thomas, and along with other ministers here in St. Louis, Texas, and also Pennsylvania. So thank you again, Minister Yvonne Stewart, and you guys have a blessed night, and we will see you tomorrow.
Yes,
we are excited.
Thank y'all so much for having me on.
God bless you, woman of God. We love you.
Okay,
very nice meeting you.
Yes, ma'am. Nice meeting you all, too.
All right, God bless. Sweet rest. And I'm excited about our next guest. This is Minister Vince Sellers. He is from Pennsylvania with Ministry of Reconciliation. And so we're excited to have him on. And if you're listening, I'm getting ready to introduce him, but I can hear people coming on. If you are on the line, Vince and I actually will be praying with anybody who needs prayer tonight. And we're going to do that probably here in about 20 to 25 minutes. So if you want to go ahead and come on, we are talking about the 10 event that will be held here in St. Louis on South Kings Highway. That will be at 5401 South Kings Highway here in St. Louis, Missouri. And we will have a service tomorrow night at 7 p.m. With Prophetess Nona Thomas and myself. And Vince will be announcing Saturday at 1 p.m. He's actually going to open up with a moment of healing. He's going to do a special session for healing at 1 o'clock, and then we will continue through Saturday with free food. There'll be clothes given away. Everybody gets a free raffle ticket that comes, and we'll be doing a cash giveaway every hour upon the hour starting at 2. And we're just so excited, the praise, the worship, the word. And we are honored that Bishop Gregory Holly will be coming to speak at 4 p.m. underneath the tent. And then we will have Dr. Robert Strong, who will be speaking at 5. And then Saturday night, it will be Minister Vince Sellers and myself closing out that South Kings location on that Saturday night. And again, praying. There will be prayer Friday night, Saturday night, throughout the day Saturday for any healing, any deliverance, anything anybody might need to be set free of. But I'm excited that Minister Vince Sellers is here with us from Pennsylvania. How are you doing, Vince?
I am good. Can you hear me?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Okay. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank Apostle Barbara for having me on and for Evangelist Janie for hosting tonight. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, and Minister Vince, we are so excited that you're in town with us. Again, I know you came in from Pennsylvania. You just arrived not too long ago. When you have a ministry called Ministry of Reconciliation, I'm going to ask you to go ahead, tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll go ahead and speak a little bit more about Saturday at 1 o'clock, what people can expect. But could you tell us about your ministry? And I'd also like to know how you came to know the Lord and how he became so intimate and real to you as well.
Yes, I'll just give you the couple-minute version here, but I was raised in the Assemblies of God Church, and I was born again when I was 8 years old. I was filled with the Holy Spirit when I was 12. But I became very rebellious in my teenage years because I just grew up knowing religion, and I didn't understand the Father's love. So I thought Father God was a very hard, ruling person, and it's not something I could get behind because I didn't understand love. And in my 20s, I came back into a relationship with the Lord for a couple years, but I fell into sin and I got condemned. And for 18 years, I couldn't hear the voice of the Lord because I was under the understanding that salvation was more about how good that I am rather than how good that Jesus is. And 5.5 years ago, I was a broken man. I was had anxiety, fear, depression, very high. I was going through very hard times in my life. And I didn't have any hope because the destruction that I brought into my life, I didn't think God could ever use me. And one day, my mother called me, and she said, Vince, I have a word for you. And I said, okay, Mom, you know, she said, God spoke to me today about you. And I didn't believe that God would actually speak to me. I believed I was going to heaven, but that I would just be a street sweeper, and I wasn't good enough to ever be able to be used again because of my life. And she said, Vince, the Lord said this, that if I take my need out of others to love me, and I put that need into him, that I will find him, he will change my life, and he will use me in a powerful way. And I said, Mom, is that true? And she said, Vince, if I ever heard anything in my life, I heard that. So I went upstairs, and I got down on my knees, and I raised my hands to heaven. I said, God, if this is true, if you can love me, then I will give you all of my life, and I will serve you. And I just started to pray to him and just put my need into him and take it out of others to love us. Everyone, you know, we go through life at times having a need for someone to love us. But there's only one person who is the pure love, and that is God, because God is love. And that moment, I felt the presence of the Lord again for the first time in 18 years. And I knew something about this was true. And I went to Bible college. He called me to go to Bible college about 3 months later. And 10 months after that word came to me, I had sold everything and was in Bible college. And 2 months into Bible college, I got delivered of demonic spirits. And people say, well, how can somebody in Bible college get delivered of demonic spirits? And the answer is that you just do and be obedient unto the Lord. And when you realize that your salvation is about Jesus, you can just be free to be loved. And I needed to receive love in order to be set free to the point that I was. And my life just began to be changed. I began to have powerful encounters with the Lord. And I began to see people be healed when I prayed for them. I began to see demons come out of people when I prayed, and sicknesses, diseases would be broken, and there would be a manifestation, and they would be released from an infirmity. Just even this last weekend, I prayed for a lady that had Lyme disease, and she had endometriosis of the stomach. Of her organs were being tied together, and when I prayed for her, she fell over under the power, and she had like pain going through her stomach, and her muscles were getting tightened as a demonic spirit was coming up and getting set free from her, and she was healed right there on the floor of those two things.
Praise
and
the
she
Lord.
Feels great a week later. I just talked to her on the way to here, and we're seeing God open blind eyes. We're seeing him open deaf ears. I've seen many a deaf ears open. The lame are walking. We're just believing in more and more. And when I died to religion and I started to believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's when things started to manifest. That's when things started to happen. And I'm convinced in my life that if I were to believe more in the name of Jesus, that every person I will pray for will be healed. And so I went through 3 years at Bible college. 2 years ago, I'm out in the yard. I'm just sitting there in the sunway one day thinking of anything. And I heard the Lord say to me crystal clear. He said, ministry of reconciliation, restoring hearts to the Father through the word, healing, and deliverance. And I ran inside and I wrote that down. And I sat on that. It was actually over 2 years ago. I sat on that for a year and a half before until the Lord said, now is the time to begin the ministry. Mm. And we have reached into Kenya. We were just in Ukraine for 3 months in the war here, and revival is happening. people are being healed and delivered everywhere that we go, and God is on the move. His power is manifesting, and it's the time right now to grab a hold of that and to believe in him.
Amen. And, you know, it's not by our might. It's not by our power, but it's by his spirit, saith the Lord. And I love how you said, you know, I love how you said when I got over religion, you know, sometimes when we have that religion, we have this mindset that things have to be this way. It's got to be structured that way. We've got to be done by this time. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. But when we can get away from religion, we can get away from ourselves, and we can just let God be God. And I love the Lord. You know, the word says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. And so that's a powerful word to hear from the Lord. You know, he is a God of reconciliation. He, you know, there's healing that will come to people. And then once you can let go of it, like Vince is saying, you know, you can let go. And as you start letting go, not only do you receive healing, but then comes restoration. And before you know it, you're fully restored. You're fully renewed. And guess what? You do have the faith. Your faith isn't only the size of a mustard seed. You know, your faith, the more you're in the Word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And the more we're in the Word, then our faith begins to grow. And it's not just that size of the mustard seed that we can tell the mountain to go into the sea and it goes. No, it's not that. Or we tell the mountain to move and it moves. No, we have that healing faith. We have that mountain moving faith. That not only can one mountain be moved, but every mountain can be moved. And you know what, Vince? Every knee, like you said, the more we call on Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it is at the name of Jesus those demons flee. It's by the stripes of Jesus that those healings come. And I'm so excited you're here. Barbara, also Apostle Barbara Kizzy. I actually met her at a healing room. I, as many of you already know, move as the Lord moves in signs and wonders. We're just like you. We see the dead rise. We see the arms go out. We see the legs moving, the knees lining up, the cancer leaving, the disease gone. People set free in their minds. And this should be something normal that should happening in the churches. But unfortunately, a lot of us is having to come outside of the church, as Yvonne was saying, to minister freely, because religion has overtaken a lot of churches. And you know what? It upsets the service. It upsets the service, the flow of the service when a demon cries out or a person needs to be set free. But Jesus's ministry was mainly healing and deliverance. And so I'm so excited.
Jesus had that happen to him.
I'm sorry, Vince, what did you say?
I said Jesus had the demons cry out when he was ministering in the churches.
You know, and that's very normal. And the Lord has just, I'm going to share this real quick. The Lord had given me a scripture, and I sent this out to everybody. But the question was, if there was the, you know, you had the Church of Acts, what did the Church of Acts look like when, you know, it was going on? And if you take a moment, and I'm just going to share this real quick, it's in Acts 8, and I was just, you know, taking a moment with the Lord, and this is something he really brought to my attention. We always talk about one accord in the body of Christ. But listen what happens, and I believe that's what's going. This is going to happen tonight on the radio, so as you listen to this scripture, get ready. Whatever you need, you're going to be able to press your number one key and receive prayer for. But as we're speaking, Apostle Barbara, Minister Vince Sellers, myself, as Yvonne spoke, listen what happened in the Church of Acts, in the book of Acts, chapter 8. And I'm going to go ahead and start in verse 4. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. When Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them, and the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was a great joy in that city. Isn't that amazing, Minister Ben?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
Yeah, and that's what our church should look like today.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
Well, now, Minister, you had told us how you come to, not only how you come to the Lord, but also you started your ministry, and I'm watching our time. We're going to go ahead and go for about 5 more minutes. But now you drove in from Pennsylvania for this 10 event, which again is going to be this Friday, Saturday, and we're going to be at 2 locations actually. So it's going to be Friday and Saturday on South Kings Highway in South City, and then we're actually going to be up in North City off of Hodemont Martin Luther King. So you're going to be speaking at both locations. But we're excited because Saturday at 1 o'clock, you're going to do a special session of healing. And can you go ahead and tell us about that 1 o'clock session and what you plan on doing for that 1 o'clock session? And this will be under the tent. This will be at the South City location here in St. Louis. And the address for that is 5401 South Kings Highway here in St. Louis. So Vince is going to be under the tent. We are going to have a Friday service at 7 p.m. where Prophetess Nona Thomas and myself will be starting the revival, the prayer meeting. We'll have prayer that night for anything you need prayer for. Vince is also going to share a little bit about what's going to happen at 1 o'clock. He will also be speaking Friday night. And then he'll be speaking Sunday. But now, Vince, what are you going to do at 1 o'clock on Saturday?
Yes, I just want to cover some of my testimony because in Revelations it says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And in our testimony, when we begin to share our testimony, it begins to prophesy, but it's not our testimony because it's the testimony of Jesus through our lives. It's what
he's done to bring us freedom.
Yes.
Yes.
And when that prophesies out, other people will step into the deliverance that I did. Other people will step into the healing that I did. And I want to bring them to a point to show them in the Word where the past is not theirs. If they can get set free from the past and they can step into God's love in that Jesus did it all, he paid the price, and they can be free, they can be forgiven, they can be cleansed. And Galatians 5, verse 6 says that faith works through love. Many people think that faith is everything that you need, but really you need a revelation of love. And when you receive a revelation of love, your faith begins to increase. And there's a testimony that I have. I'll be sharing this when I was in school my first year. The Lord spoke to me at a break time one time. I've been praying for a woman who had 30 years of knee pain. And he said to me, he started to speak to me one of the loudest, most clearest times of my life. And he said, Vince, I'm so proud of you. You've come out of religion, and you've just stepped into my grace. And you believe it's about what I have done for you. It's about my goodness. And I'm just so proud of you from where that you have come. But then the Lord said to me, but. And I said, God, you just butted me. Because when somebody says to you, you look great today, but what's coming next is what's going to be the most powerful.
That's right.
And I said, God, you butted me. And I felt hurt. And he said, he paused for effect, and he said this. He said, Vince, why do you treat healing any differently? Why do you think it's because of your own goodness? Why do you think it's about how much you read the Bible? Why do you think it's about how much you fasted? Why do you think it's about your works and how much you spent in prayer, or if you've not sinned for so many hours or days? And he just paused, and I said, I don't know, God. That you can't answer when God speaks to you. It's he's making a point that's profound. And he said, I told you to be my hands and my feet. I told you to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. I told you to believe in my name. And I this light bulb went off inside of me. And the woman that I've been praying for weeks was only getting healed a little bit. And I went into the room and she happened to be coming up the aisle and I got excited. I said, listen, sit down. You're about to be healed. And I laid hands on her knee and I just said, in Jesus' name, I command all pain to go from your leg, from your knee. And I rebuke arthritis. Go now in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And I said, now stand up. You're healed. And I just had this faith because it wasn't about me anymore. I could just believe
in
him. I can do that. If I have to believe in Vince, I can't do that. But I can believe in Jesus.
Right.
And that moment, she stood up. She was completely healed. She was doing squats and having no pain and was able to run. That is the testimony of Jesus. And that's my desire, is to see people encounter the love that I have received from God. And I want them to experience the fullness of the gospel. Jesus died for them to be healed. He died for them to be delivered. And sometimes it's both of them that happen at the same time. But to encounter God's love through healing, through deliverance, these things change people's lives because they can't serve just the letter of the law, but they need the spirit that goes along and gives life to the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that's part of our salvation. If you go into Romans 2, as he's talking about repentance, the goodness of God bring you to repentance. You know, the Lord is talking about long-suffering, you know, and he's talking about salvation. And, you know, people really don't know the goodness of God. So many times they think, hey, these are the good things God is doing for me. But if you look into moments when we're going through trials and tribulations, to see the goodness of God to provide for us when we are at a spot where we're like, we don't know which way to turn, or we're thinking about the past, like you were talking about, Vince, you're stuck in the past. But you know what? When you're stuck, sometimes if you take a moment and look around, I remember when I was on drugs, I'm 26 years clean now, but I remember, you know, the times I could look back and think, wow, it didn't matter what drug was in front of me, what alcohol was in front of me. You know what? Wow, God was really good to me. He kept me safe. I could see times when my life was spared. You know, we go through these things, but how wonderful is the mercy, the tolerance, the patience, the goodness of God that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. That brings us to repentance. You know, isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
All right.
And it's beautiful.
Well, praise the Lord. I am excited about Saturday at 1 o'clock. I hope you go ahead and put that on your calendars if you're listening tonight. Vince will be teaching on leaving the past behind and moving forward. We, like I said, we'll also be out there Friday night at 7. Again, this will be at 5401 South Kings Highway. So that'll be Friday night at 7. And the prophetess Nona Thomas and myself will be speaking then. Then we'll have Vince, who will be on at 1 o'clock Saturday. And he will be, we'll all be under the tent. And he will be speaking about leaving that past behind, getting that healing that you need. And you know what, Vince, as we're talking, you know what, we don't only want you, Vince and I don't only want you to get healing. We want you to get restored. We want you, if you've already been a Christian, get renewed, get refreshed, come underneath that tent and come expecting what the Lord's going to have for you. And when Vincent is finished, we have other ministers who will come in and speak, and we'll have worship going. But he will be doing a special healing service at 1 o'clock. And then we have Bishop Gregory Holly from Grace Fellowship Church, who will be speaking at 4 o'clock and ministering. And then we have Dr. Robert and Tony Strong, who will be coming in at 5 o'clock on Saturday night, or Saturday. We'll have food going the whole day, clothes be given away, Bibles if you need one, come and get it. And then, like I said, the food, and we'll be doing raffle tickets. So I'm actually going to do cash. And we're going to do that every hour upon the hour. So underneath the tent, you get a free raffle ticket. So come out and enjoy that. Who can't use a little extra cash? And then Friday will be Minister Vince Sellers and myself. And then Sunday, I want to go ahead and just touch base before we start taking people's calls or answering calls. Again, Vince and I will be praying for people. So if you want to go ahead and press your number one key, then we'll go ahead and open up the lines here in just a few minutes to take your calls, and we can pray for you. If we receive a prophetic word, we'll also give that. So we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to move freely on this broadcast, as Apostle Barbara has already spoken, and that's how we move as well. Decrease us and increase the Lord. There's nothing we need to say or do. It's what God wants to say or do by moving through us and the anointing flowing. So Holy Spirit is here. Press your number one key, and we'll be ministering here in just a moment. I did want to go ahead and say Sunday we will be in the North City area, if you're in that area, because South Kings Highway is kind of South City. But we'll be in the North City area at Hodemont and Martin Luther King. Now, there's no set address there. Dr. Robert and Tony Strong, they do a Sunday service in the streets every Sunday without fail. They feed people. They clothe people. These are ministers. They go to Africa. They're missionary ministers. But they are faithfully in the streets there every Sunday. So if you just put in your map, Hodemont and Martin Luther King, it'll take you. You'll see us. You'll see the tents up. You'll see the people. But come on down. Get ready to receive from the Lord. Vince will be speaking. Also, Pastor Michael Dorn will be speaking from Texas. We'll also have Pastor Cedric speaking. We'll have Pastor Terrell speaking. So there will be a number of ministers there on Sunday. So very powerful, and there will be a free meal given there as well. So we hope you join us on Sunday, and we'll all be at the North City location, which is Hodemont and Martin Luther King. So praise God. All right. So Minister Vince Sellers, are you ready to open the lines up and pray for the men and women who are on the line? Okay.
I would love
all right. Barb, anything
Amen.
Else?
Amen. You know, I'm just listening, and wow, we're happy to have you on with us tonight, Minister Vince. I mean, just
thank you very much.
You know, I know you'd like to cut loose a little bit more. We're putting a time constraint on you, but we did get a flavor of what the Lord is doing through you. And
yeah,
and so we're so grateful about that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
Evangelist
you. God
Janie,
is good.
Praise God. Evangelist Janie,
Amen.
You are doing an excellent job at co-hosting. You just, just excellent. Okay? We'll have to do this again.
All glory
I'm
to God.
Enjoying it.
Yes,
totally
yes. Thank you for having
it.
Me.
Yes, I get to kind of sit back and chill, loving it. I'm just loving it. Amen.
Well, I was a little nervous, so praise. I had to let that go and get over myself and just know that if you ask me to do this, God has brought us to it. He'll bring us through it. And you know what? He knows what we can do and what we can't do. He knows the plans he has for us. He goes before us and orders our steps. So hallelujah.
Yes.
God is
hallelujah.
Good.
Amen. And I love it, you know, the co-host. Hold on a second. Let me preach a little bit. I'll be right back. And then God.
All right.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, that's just how it works. Amen. I do the
it
same
is.
Thing. So, okay. First of all, we first open up the lines for Pastor Mom. Minister Vince, my mom, Pastor Mom, is 90 years young. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And
praise
so
God.
She may be awake. She may be resting right now. But my sister, Pastor Catherine, is with her. So we're going to open up that line first. And, you know, she loves to be prayed for. So, you know, hold on a second. Let's open up the line. Pastor Catherine, Pastor Mom, your line is open.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Yes? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Is Pastor Mom?
Well, I can't hear you if you can hear me.
I can hear you well.
Okay, all right. Yeah, as I was speaking, Mom kind of woke up, but I think she's still a little sleepy. She's still sleepy here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll pray for her. We'll just have the minister pray for her. Amen. So I'll tell you something going on with her. I don't know, kind of allergy trying to come, and we've been standing by faith, you know, coming against that. She had a fall in January, and her femur was fractured. So, you know, it has healed, you know, pretty well, but we're still praying about that. And we wanted her to be able to move more, like to transfer from one thing to the next. I'm trying to think of what else real quick. And then however the Lord leads you to pray. Amen.
Okay.
And then we'll hear from Pastor Catherine.
So I want to thank you for just a rich family. And just reminds me of Timothy's mother it seems like Pastor Mom here has just passed on a great heritage, and so I just want to honor you for that for being such a strong woman of God all these years. So I'm going to believe for your healing now, and let's pray. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon Pastor Mom now. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come. Come, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, I rebuke allergies. I rebuke the symptoms of allergies. And I command allergies to come out of her blood right now in Jesus' name. All allergic reactions, allergies to plants, trees, whatever it is, animals, I command it to come out of her body now in Jesus' name. Allergies,
right,
come out of her body now. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose her body. Loose her body. Go all the way out now, all of allergies. You will have no more power. We curse allergies, and we command you to dry up at the very root. Now go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this miracle into her body. I thank you for healing of these allergies, that she will live the rest of her years strong and not allergic to one thing in Jesus' name. We break that curse of allergies, and we destroy its power over her life. And I speak now to her femur. I just command in the name of Jesus Christ for any arthritis that may try to come into that joint, any bone that has not been healed completely, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, I command bone to heal now in Jesus' name. I rebuke any type of calcium deposits or arthritis that may try to come into the joint. You will have no power over her body. You will not cause any more pain in her body, and she shall walk as if she's 20 years old. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command this femur to be healed, and I just release the fire of God to come into that femur and to just destroy any yoke or affliction and to bring healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I thank you for the power of your name. I thank you for the power of your blood and the power of the beatings of your flesh. We receive your healing in Jesus' name, and we worship you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And when you were talking about like a rich, you know, spiritual heritage, Pastor mm-hmm. Mom had seven children. I'm 5 of 7. And one.
So you're the number
of
great.
Amen. Yes. And all of us born again. And one has gone home to be with the Lord. She was, I love to say that she was the usher. And so we figured she had to go home first so she could usher us in when we come. And the rest of us are licensed ordained ministers.
Wow.
Yeah.
She has a full quiver.
Amen.
Quiver of arrows.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Good job. Good job, Pastor Mom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine. Did you want to say anything?
Yes, I just want to tell Janie, I just enjoyed the service tonight, and I just think you did a great job.
Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
You're welcome. You know, every time I hear you, it makes me just kind of remember, you know, when I was pastoring. And, you know, how we would kind of get out into the streets, too. And I just, it's like whenever you get on, I hunger for that again. I just really hunger for that again. But I think you all are doing a great job. Also, Minister Yvonne, I enjoyed her speaking about bringing leaders together. I think there's been something that's gone on several years ago when my husband and I first started, and I kind of think they kind of let it go. But I know that the body of Christ is still doing things. Maybe I don't know about them, but however, I think it's a great thing and that it is getting out. And Minister Vince, what a great ministry that you have also, the Healing and Reconciliation. Which is a great ministry also. I wish I could come and see you all. But this is because of Mom. We have to take care of Mom. So thank you all anyway for just ministering to the body of Christ. I know you all are going to do a great job, and we'll keep you all in prayer. So God bless
and
you.
And we bless you too. Thank you.
Use you all here.
Well, and I want to take a moment and say, Pastor Catherine, as you know, I love you and your family so much. As I was hearing Marcus read, I love Minister Rachel and her family. But, Lord, I just thank you for the strength that you've given to Pastor Catherine. I thank you for the strength that you've given to Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Lord, I thank you for the wisdom that you've given to this family as Pastor Mom is coming into these years of that body wearing down, but her mind is still renewed. And so, Lord, we thank you that they are in your word. And your word says that by your word, they will have fat bones, that they will be healthy in their bodies. And so, Lord, we thank you that their faith is there, Lord, that their strength is renewed. And, Lord, as Pastor Catherine was talking, Lord, I thank you. Just like Pastor Mom and Apostle Barbara is doing and Helen Price and Pastor Helen Price and so many in your family, all of your brothers and sisters, but Pastor Catherine, all the seeds that you planted, all the plants that you watered, and all the souls that you harvested, I can only imagine the crowns laid up in heaven for you. So, Lord, as we all go forward and we're in this race to win the prize, Lord, I thank you that we are renewed every day in you, Lord, by the renewing of our mind. I thank you for Pastor Catherine, Lord. Bless her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to fall afresh right now on her and Pastor Mom. I ask you, Lord, to encamp around them right now. I pray for an increase of your Holy Spirit in the room right now. Lord, I know that house is blessed. I know where they're out is blessed. But I pray for even more of an increase of ministering angels right now. And as my brother said, let that femur get healed right now in Jesus' name. I remember a young man coming up one time, his finger was broken. And he said to me, I don't know what I'm going to do. But, Lord, I remember hearing you speak to me, and I put my hand out. I said, put your finger in my hand. And there that broken bone was totally healed. So, Lord, we know that you're our healer. We could tell so many testimonies of your healing power and goodness. Lord, let Pastor Mom be another testimony. Right now, I pray that ministering angels put their hands upon that femur, and, Lord, that the healing power of you begins to flow through her body even more. And, Lord, that that femur, every part of that femur is restored. Just like that bone in that man's finger, every part restored to full working power, full working restoration. Hallelujah. And we just saw a crippled woman, a woman had her hand crippled underneath her armpit, and the Lord healed. Lord, you healed her entire arm to full working position. You restored it fully. So, Lord, we know that you're a healer. And, Lord, we come to you. We don't come to you as beggars. We don't come to you begging. We come to you standing on your promises that are yes and amen, that by your stripes the work is already done. The healing, you already paid the price, Jesus, that by your blood our sisters are covered, Pastor Mom is covered, and, Lord, there's healing on that femur right now. And as my brother already plucked up those sinuses by the roots, they're gone. They're dead. She'll live out the rest of her life sinus free. We stand on those promises. We thank you, Father. Strengthen our sisters. Strengthen Pastor Mom and bless them abundantly and exceedingly beyond anything they can even imagine. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Praise
God. Glory to God. Amen. Have a blessed night, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Praise God. Amen. Okay, we have some others with their number one key pressed. Anyone else? We still have time. You can press your number one key and we'll open up your line. Hallelujah. And Evangelist Janie, you told people to press their number one key. You're a good hostess. A good host.
Oh, well, I got it from you, sis. You know, I prayed before I came on. I said, oh, Lord, you know you got me on here with this apostle, this woman of God who's been doing this with Jesus. So all glory to God. All for you. All God's glory. But you know what? You know what? It's all because of you. I've heard you say it so many times. So I knew.
So many times. Right, right. Press your number one key. Don't be
shy. Press that number one key. That's right. Well, and you don't want to miss out what the Lord has for you. I was sharing with Minister Vince that one time I was doing a prophetic show with you. And we said, press your number one. You said, press your number one key. And so people were still sitting there, but they weren't pressing their number one key. And I remember that you did not want people to miss out on what the Lord had for them. And I was chair with Minister Vince that you said, hey, Janie, I want to give you the last four of their phone number. And then you prophesied. And I told Vince, I said, okay, let's see what happens. If I get something, okay. If not, we're going to let it go. But I was sharing with Vince, I even received their names, you know. So praise God. So it's important. Yeah. Press the number one button. Yeah, press your number one button. Do not, if you are feeling the fire of God right now, if you're feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit right now, if you're feeling the power of God around you, it's not because of Apostle Barbara. It's not because of Minister Vince. It's not because of me. It's because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is upon us. It's because he's called us to preach the gospel. He's called us to heal the brokenhearted. He's called us to set the captives free. If there's something you need prayer tonight about, press the number one button.
Amen. Amen. Now we have Reverend Treva from California. We're going to open up the line for her now. Amen. Next is going to be Minister Rachel and her family, and they're from New Jersey. And then we have Minister Joanne from New Jersey as well. Reverend Treva.
Hello.
Welcome.
God bless you. Hi, Evangelist Hi. Jamie. Hi, Apocalypse and Minister Vince. I just wanted to say I didn't get to hear the entire program because I was in another meeting, but I enjoyed the part I heard. And I just thank God
Amen. And
just ask you to pray for me. And whatever God is showing you, just pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. Jamie, do you want to lead off this time?
Well, I have prayed for Minister Treva before. I have to say, as I'm listening, I'm waiting on the Lord, Minister Treva, it is so good to hear your voice. And not only that, Minister Treva, yeah, I hear strength in your voice. I hear joy in your voice. I hear refreshing coming your way. And even as I'm talking, I hear just a fresh wind blowing. So I believe that this is a new season. You've been waiting on a season. I haven't talked to you in a minute, but I kind of remember the last time. But you know, when we walk in the prophetic, we don't always remember. So I'm not even going to claim to remember last time. But I remember praying for you and speaking to the Lord was speaking to you about some things, but as we're talking here and I heard your name, I just feel, even as I'm sitting here, like a fresh breeze coming, just a fresh wind blowing from the Holy Spirit. And this is a new season. This is a new season that you're in. And I just hear the Lord say, embrace the season you're in. And you know, embrace. And as Minister Vince was speaking, and he's going to be speaking at 1 o'clock on Saturday, don't look back at the past. The word says don't meditate on the things of the past. Look forward. Go forward in what the Lord has for you. And I just see you're in a new season. I see refreshing. I just see you rejuvenated. Is that correct?
I needed that. That's exactly what I was believing God for.
Yeah, well, I can see that. Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead. I know we have Minister Vince. He asked me to lead. So I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to come against any – right now, if there's anybody on the phone line that's suffering from depression or oppression, worry and heavy burdens, if you need to lay those down, I want you to go ahead and get ready to receive as well. So, Minister Treva, I come against the spirit of oppression and depression right now in Jesus' name. I command it to leave around you right now. Every lying spirit that brings self-doubt upon you, I command it to leave from around you right now. Every spirit of rejection from your past, severed right now. You've got to let it go. Say no more rejection. I renounce the spirit of rejection right now.
I renounce the spirit of rejection right now in Jesus' name.
I am worthy by your blood, Jesus.
I am worthy by your blood, Jesus.
And I am going to walk into this new season you have me in.
I'm going to walk in this new season you have me in.
I receive a refreshing right now. I just want you to sit there and receive.
Right now.
Right now, right now,
right now, Jesus name.
Yes, Holy Spirit. Vince?
Yes. Yes, and I've seen the fresh wind, too, before Janie had started to speak about it. And I also see this. I see, I heard the Lord say that he has come to open the eyes of the blind. And there's a spiritual blindness that's come on you, and I even seen like a hood that's been put over your head. It's coming against your ears, against your sight, and your breathing.
Yeah.
In that you just don't feel like you can get that breath of fresh air. And so I'm just going to pray over that. And I just thank you, Lord, that you open the eyes of the blind. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command the blinder, we command that hood to be taken off of her head right now. I command
right
in Jesus' mighty name for that hood to come off of her head. I command for her eyes to see all the scales. The blinders will fall off She will see what she's been looking for. There's something that you've been looking for, that you've been wanting to see. It's a piece that will give you hope. And so I just release that in the name of Jesus Christ, that piece of hope that you've been looking for.
I receive.
You can't have her. You can't touch her eyes. You can't touch her ears. I command the ears to open, and I command free breathing now. I command free breathing now, like the breath into the lungs. You see, like going into your lungs, like you've been wanting to breathe, like you've been shortness of breath, and I just rebuke that in Jesus' name. I command it all to come out of her lungs right now, and we just command for her to become good free. She shall walk in the light as he is in the light. She shall have hope and peace. These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We release them now. I release love, joy, and peace into her life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command these things to come off of her now. Go now. And I break witchcraft. I break the spirit of witchcraft and every word that's been spoken against her to put her in blinders and to come against her. And I command witchcraft to lift off of her head and off of her shoulders right now. Fire in Jesus' name upon that witchcraft and every word that's been spoken against her. I command it to become like a dead leaf right now. She shall be free in Jesus' name. No weapon that is formed against her will prosper. And every tongue that has risen up against her in judgment, we condemn it right now. We are stand together in unity with Christ right now and as a team, and we rebuke that witchcraft now. Come off of her right now. Come off of her right now. Leave in Jesus' name. Into the pit I send you. She will be free, and she will see the vision and the hope that she's been seeking in Jesus' mighty name.
Vince, I'm also sensing what'd you say, Minister Treva?
I feel the heat of God.
Well, let's keep going. Minister Vince, will you go ahead and come against any self-condemnation? She said she feels the heat of God. So let's continue on. And would you go ahead and cast off condemnation from her?
Yeah, we just break, Lord. We just thank you for that. Your word says very clearly in Romans 8:1 that therefore is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And so we just burn the flesh, Lord. We just burn the spiritual realm that's causing condemnation.
Right now.
We break the power of those words and any other words people are speaking against her. We condemn those words right now, and we release more fire in Jesus' name. That fire is just coming. I see it coming and resting upon your head and your shoulders,
Lord.
And it's burning that witchcraft. See, when people, even people of the faith, come and they speak words against us, that's just witchcraft that people curse and destroy. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So I break the death part of the words that have come over your life, and I release life right now. I bless you, Minister Treva. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless your eyes. They will see in Jesus' name. I bless your ears. They will, again, hear clearly the voice of the Lord. And I just break this season off of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the yoke of the season, and I release the anointing that breaks the yokes. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come upon her in your fullness and in your presence to release your anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke. And I just break the yoke off of her neck and break the shackles in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And that hood, you must come all the way off now. More fire in the name of Jesus. Minister Treva, what are you feeling now?
I feel the anointing of God.
Good.
Yeah.
You feel the release?
I feel it, yes. I have more peace.
Hallelujah.
And I'm just excited.
Hallelujah.
I had cataracts removed from my eyes. So I had a physical.
cataracts. Okay.
Yes.
So I just rebuke the cataracts right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them scales to fall off of her eyes.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah, they're gone.
Right now. They're gone?
They're gone.
She had them removed.
Oh, you had them removed. Okay.
Yes.
Amen.
All right.
So tonight
Miss Treva.
Cataracts removed.
Amen.
And Amen. Also when we had that condemnation was coming up,
yes.
you know, now we want to remember that there is life and death in the tongue, and those
yes.
who love it eat of it. And something I've really been speaking about is where people say, oh, the devil has been attacking me. And
yes.
I always say, if I was the devil, which I am not, but if we think about the devil or anybody, and you give that person credit or that demon credit, they're going to keep coming. I mean, how exciting must Satan be to hear the saints of God giving him all this credit about the things happening in their lives. And I just, you know, I want to challenge you when you feel under attack, you say, you know what, not today. I am victorious in Jesus' name. Not today. I am covered by the blood. Not today.
Amen.
I am full of the same resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead. Not today. I'm pulling down that stronghold. I'm taking that thought into captivity. Not today. I'm speaking life
yeah.
out of my mouth. Go back to the pit of hell where you came from, Satan. Go back to the abyss. And you know what? We don't even have to speak to Satan. We say, you know what, God, thank you for your angels around me. Thank you for your protection. You know, begin to speak the word of God over whatever you feel like you're attacking, that attack may be, and claim the victory and the blood of Jesus Christ and let life come out of that mouth. And I'm telling you, you're ready. You're ready for a new season.
I'm ready.
Amen. And
you're
I release your vision back to you.
I
release your vision back to you in Jesus' name. The vision of the future, the vision of your identity. We release what's been held captive, and we just bless the vision to come upon her, just as Daniel
yeah.
Had the vision released. Make this man to understand the vision. We just release the vision unto you in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, I receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
God
and
bless
I,
you.
Amen. And I, you know, God is a great big God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that as you all were praying, that not only was Reverend Treva covered, amen, and healed, hallelujah, and experienced some deliverance. But if anyone that's listening, if you receive it, it's yours too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. That's right. You want it, just reach out and grab it.
I got it.
I remember a lady coming in under one tent, and she come in, she had a back brace on, and I said, you know what, you are coming in under the flow, the anointing is flowing, you're coming in under an anointing of healing, and, you know, if you're listening right now, you know, you have healing ministers on the phone right now. This is
Thank
something
you,
God uses Minister Vince and myself and Apostle Barbara in. We walk in healing and deliverance. That's our norm. You know, you want to come on in and press that number one key to receive what the Lord has for you, or receive as we're praying, just like Apostle Barbara said, the anointing is flowing.
We have a line of people with their number one key pressed, okay?
Praise God.
Let's go.
God bless.
So we're going to go to the next one. God bless you, Reverend
Thank
Treva.
You.
Love
I love
you.
Y'all, and have a blessed evening. Love
Amen.
You, Minister Treva.
And
bless
have a
you.
Blessed time.
Thank you.
And I
Thank
cut you off. Have a blessed time in St. Louis.
Thank you.
Huh?
Amen. You said have
Amen.
A blessed time in St. Louis?
Yes, and I will be praying.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome.
Okay, Minister Rachel and family, you are next. Minister Joanne, you are after Minister Rachel and family. And then Minister, Sister Debbie. Hallelujah.
just, you guys hold on. Don't go anywhere now, okay? And then Pastor Price, we see you as well. Amen. Opening up the line now for Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. God bless you all.
Hello.
I just would like prayer for me and my family.
Okay. So I'll say it. Her and her family, children, and one grandchild.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yes, hello, yes. Minister Rachel.
Anointed children and one.
Yes,
anointed.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm a divorced single mom, but I'm a daughter of the Most High God. I'm not divorced from God. Amen.
Vince, you want to go ahead, Vince?
Yeah, I just want to say, it doesn't matter about divorce. That's not your identity. And so I just break trauma of divorce in the name of Jesus Christ right now. I just come against the trauma of divorce over the children. I break the trauma of divorce over you too in Jesus' name. And I break the identity of abandonment, of rejection, of divorce in Jesus' mighty name. And we break any generational curse of the family line over these things. And I just pray right now, Lord, the families are under attack in this world today. And the enemy is just trying to destroy families, because if he can destroy the families, if he can destroy the fatherly role model, then he gets so much of the family. So I just want to pray a unity into the family. I just want to break any barriers, any schemes of the enemy that has come against this family. I just rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name, and I just command you to get your hands fully off this family. I thank you, Lord, for the oldest to the youngest. I thank you, Lord. Now, I just release something about the youngest, just hearing, Lord, what's about the youngest? I just speak the special protection over the youngest. There's just something special about the youngest, and not that they're all not special, but it's just something that I'm hearing. And I just want to pray peace and protection over the youngest. I want to say to that child, and I don't know if they're listening, but you're not the last. You're all equally important, all equally loved by the Lord. And I just want to bless the anointing that's upon your life. I just want to say this, even as a family to you, that speak to the things that be not as though they were. To start to speak to things when you see disunity or things that are coming against your family. We don't go around and criticize each other, because you're speaking that death into the family. We don't go around and beat them up when they fall. We help them up, and there's times if there's rebellion or something in the family, rather than come always and say, I can't believe you're a rebellious child, I can't believe you're doing this, I can't believe you failed at that, to say, I am proud of you because you're such an obedient child, and you start to speak a life into them. And as a family, the Bible says where two and three are gathered together, he is in the midst. And if you were to come together in unity of a family, you have so much strength and power inside of a family structure that the enemy will have no power to come inside of that bubble, inside of that sphere, and you will be protected. And so I just break in Jesus' name any type of rebellion that's trying to come, any type of witchcraft that's trying to come against this family. And I just say, Satan, you're not going to have your way. And I bless them in the name of Jesus. And I command infirmity to be broken off of this family in Jesus' name. I just release the blessings that is the blessings of Abraham, because Jesus,
You took the curse for them in Galatians 3:13, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. And I just release the blessings of Abraham upon the Gentiles. And I speak life and peace into this family. I speak a unity and a structure into this family. And I release an identity that is Christ into this family. I just see like a candle that's inside of your family. It's lit up. It's like in the center of your family. But it's on a few more stronger than some of the others. And I through the Lord, I just feel like the Lord's saying to call the rest to come in together, sort of like maybe there's three or four that are kind of in the center of this, but the others are more on the outside. They're looking at their light. They love the light. They want the light. But I see that if you come together and just encircle the others, come and join hands and embrace and to come like a family hug to come together, that something powerful is going to happen in that, and there's going to be a shift and a dynamic that's going to come into this family. It's not bad. It's just that there can be more, and that God is breathing something new, and he wants to do something new in this family, and he wants to give something that's a climbing up, a climbing out, that's going to change the family by dynamic. But he's really looking for you all to come together as one and join together around that center of that light in Jesus' name. I bless those things. Does that make any sense to you?
Thank you.
Welcome.
And before we go, hello, Minister Rachel. How are you doing?
Hi, bless.
Yes, you are, woman of God. So I am going to speak. I'd like you to just go ahead and receive Ephesians 3 for you and your family. And here Paul is speaking to me, who am less than the least of all the saints. And I know that I can feel and I know within my heart sometimes when I hear you, I know that sometimes you always think that you're the least of some of the ones around you. But because of you pouring into your children and because of what you've given to your family, and not only that, because of what you've poured out, there are many who are blessed not only by you, but you and your family. And so I hear the Lord saying to remind you that you are the head and not the tail. And he says that the grace was given that you should go out and preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ. I know that you speak the word of God. I've heard you preach. I've heard your children preach. I've heard your family, them children speak in tongues. I have heard your family speak, and the glory of God has fallen upon me when you have spoken and your children have spoken. I'm going to continue on to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be known by the church, which is us, the body of the church, to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he's accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart, Rachel, at your trials and your tribulations, which is for your glory. For this reason, we bow our knee to the Father of Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you and your family, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in his love and in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God for you and your family. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask of him, Minister Rachel, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church, which is us, the body of Christ, by Christ Jesus to all. And here we go. generations, to all generations, to all, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all.
And I just hear the Lord saying he's proud of you and he loves you.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. You're doing a good job.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless y'all.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
God bless you. Have a blessed night. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to Minister Joanne. Hallelujah. Minister Joanne.
Yeah, welcome. Hey, I almost fell asleep. I almost fell asleep.
You're on the East Coast. It's late. I know it's really late.
Yeah. What's going on with the hello, all the ministers on the roster tonight. I thank God for you. I need prayer over my right shoulder, and I've been getting headaches.
Okay, what was the first one? Your leg?
On my shoulder, my left shoulder.
Okay. Okay. So just receive. When I pray, just don't pray. You just receive, because we just got to receive healing, a free gift. So I ask you, Holy Spirit, to come upon Minister Joanne. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. I just uproot the headaches now. All the roots of the headaches, whatever that root is that I'm seeing, I just command now in the name of Jesus Christ for the root of headaches to come out right now. We rebuke you, headaches. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command headaches to leave her now. I break the curse of headaches. I break the power and assignment of headaches, and I command them to come off of her head right now. Come off of her head right now. Headaches, come out now. Come out now in Jesus' mighty name. Come out now. And why that's leaving her head, I speak into her right shoulder. I break the power of tendonitis in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command in Jesus' name for healing to come into her right shoulder. Any arthritis, any bone spurs, I command you to dissolve. And I command brand new cartilage, spacing, and healing into the muscles, ligaments, and tendons in her right shoulder. Right now, in Jesus' name, I command you, shoulder, you will be healed by his stripes right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be made whole. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Now, Minister Joanne, move your shoulder and tell me if there's any difference.
Yes, I can move it. Yes, in my fingers, it got tingling in my fingers.
Okay, do you have tingling right now?
Yeah, tingling's in my fingers, yes.
Is it a good tingling, like Holy Spirit, or a bad tingling?
No, it's not a bad thing.
Okay. Well, Lord, we bless what you're doing in her shoulder, and we say more in Jesus' name. If there's any spirit of infirmity in her shoulder, you'll come all the way out of her hand right now in Jesus' name. Anything that's in her head, come off of her now. She will not have headaches in the name of Jesus, and her shoulder will be free to move in every direction that God created to move. Be free in Jesus' name. Now try again and see how it is.
It's good. I can move it.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Are gone.
The headache's all gone. Praise
it's
God. I seen like a black root that needed to come out.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise Amen. God. And we want to go ahead and, Barbara, you want to go ahead? We want to seal that healing that me and Apostle Barbara were talking earlier today. So we want to seal that healing right now in Jesus' name. We want to seal that headache is gone. Her body is coming into alignment right now. We come against arthritis, those thoughts. Take the Lord. We come against any thoughts. She needs to take into captivity.
And we speak life over her body, her mind, and her spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we seal the healing in her shoulders right now. We seal healing in her hand right now. And I'm coming up with arthritis. We rebuke arthritis right now and command it. And inflammation, we rebuke inflammation and command it to leave her body right now. And, Lord, let her have healing throughout that body. Feel that healing right now as your Holy Spirit just flows over her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Like just a Holy Spirit fire just all the way. Let it go from the top of her head. Go ahead and receive it, Minister Joanne, all the way down her neck. Let it come up on your shoulders, down your arms. Lord, continue just down her spine. Her stomach, on down through her pelvic, down through her legs, over her feet, and to the soles of her feet. Lord, we seal that healing, and those headaches are gone now. That Minister Vince prayed, we seal that healing right now. Peace be still to her body. Peace be still right now, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel like we're having our healing broadcast tonight. So here's our healing.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You,
amen.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Joanne. Have a blessed night, okay? Oh, I turned off her mic.
I feel better.
You feel better? Amen.
Yes, I feel better.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Have a blessed night. Sister Debbie. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Good evening.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hear you well.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Good evening. We hear
to
you.
All the saints and ministers. Yes, and I was calling to ask for prayer for myself and Apostle. You know, I work in the hospital, like cleaning the rooms and the patients, and I pray before I go in there. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed because sometimes I have pain, and I just say, God is in the midst, and I pray before I go in there. And sometimes it's kind of hard sometimes because they're screaming out in pain, or they're too in pain,
yeah,
to press the call button. I'll go back out and go up to the nurse's station and get the nurse. So I just want prayers for myself and the patients, too, that I don't have any more pain, because it was kind of hard. My knees started hurting.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
does that pain come and go from you?
Yeah, it did.
And it's different,
yeah,
pains in the different parts of your body?
It's like my knee and sometimes my lower back.
Mm.
Before Vince begins to pray, one of the things I'm receiving here, Sister Debbie, is that in the Bible, when Jesus was going along and he was ministering, one of the things, I hear a couple things. One, I heard you say you pray for the patient. So that means if you're praying for the patient, that means that you are bringing the presence of God. Not only is the kingdom of God in you, but you are activating your Holy Spirit. You're activating Holy Spirit in you even more by exercising your faith.
Yeah.
And when you come in and you exercise that faith, a demon or a demonic spirit knows when the Holy Spirit walks in the room. They know.
And Jesus, as he was walking, one of the things he did after he ministered, he said, I need to be alone with the Father. And it says that he went to be off by himself. And so as I'm listening to you, one of the things, you know, A, you are ministering. And then B, as a minister, you need to go off to be by yourself. And then you need to make sure that anything that you have come in contact with that for the day, that you say, God, take it from me right now in Jesus' name. So that's what I received. Go ahead, Minister Vince.
Yeah, do you have pain in your back and your knees at this moment?
No, not at this moment.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
So
thank
in the name of Jesus Christ, I just close your eyes and just receive. Don't pray, just receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, I just break witchcraft right now. I break witchcraft. I break the plans of the enemy against you. I feel like when you go into these rooms, you're getting attacked. Like maybe sometimes you're even like a feeler, and maybe you're just receiving some of these things that these people are going through. And I just want to set you free from having to receive what they're going through. And I want to encourage you, first off, before I really get deep into praying for you, to just give the burdens to the Lord. I know it can be a great burden to see people suffering all day long. And, you know, you want to go, you're going out to get them help because you maybe feel overwhelmed. But I just want to release you from that burden. The burden belongs to the Lord, and he's done everything on the cross. So when you just put your affection and your attention on Jesus, and just we should have compassion for people, but I don't necessarily, and somebody might agree with me on this, but I'm not a big fan of the empathy where we're taking on other people's burdens. I don't see Jesus being an empath in the Bible. I see him having moved with compassion, and he healed the sick. When we move with compassion is different than being an empath where you're taking on everyone else's hurts and their pains so that you can sympathize with them. You don't need to do that. You can just believe in Christ and in love, in compassion. You can move in compassion, move in love, and you lay hands on the sick. You can pray for people without receiving their symptoms. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I just break the curse of empathy. I break any ungodly feelings that are coming upon you, and I just close the door in Jesus' name to those emotions that want to come onto you, those open doors that want to allow what's happening in the room to come upon you. And I sever and cut off with the sword of the Spirit, according to Hebrews 4:12, the Spirit and the flesh right now. And I command in Jesus' name for those spirits attacking her to come off of her body now. I command you to release her back. I command you to release her knees. I command you to release her mind. And I command you to come off of her arms right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke you and we send you into the pit. We break this witchcraft. We break this witchcraft and the ungodly lie that you have to receive this. You can be strong. You can be strong in Christ, and you can be free, and you can pray without receiving what they're going through. In Jesus' name, I break these things off of you, and I set you free right now in Jesus' name. Come off of her now. Come off of her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I send fire upon you, and I send fire upon this yoke. Come off of her right now in Jesus' mighty name. All the way off. All the way off right now. Are you feeling anything in your body right now?
No, I'm not hurting or anything. It's like I'm feeling a release.
Okay, that's what I mean. So you're feeling a release.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We just say more, Lord. We bless what you're doing, Holy Spirit. And we say more in Jesus' name. More in Jesus' name. Everything will bow to the name of Jesus, and you will not put this ungodly empathy on her in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you to have compassion and be moved with compassion. I just put out your hands. just put out your hands. I just bless your hands in the name of Jesus Christ right now, and I just release an impartation for healing into your hands. The Bible says in Mark 16 that you will lay hands on the sick. These signs shall follow those who believe. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. I bless your hands to be healing testimonies. I bless your heart and your soul and your mind to believe on the living Christ to bring healing, and I release the gift of healing into your life in Jesus' name. I release that gift of healing into your life, and I just cut off that, again, I cut off that, I just keep seeing that ungodly thing. I just take that sword of the Spirit now, and I divide over your back right now, and I cut off that thing that's attached to your back right there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that to go right now to the pit. Come off of her now. Come off of her now. Come off of her now. Break that curse of empath in Jesus' name. And some people may disagree with me, but I have not ever seen empathy be good for people. It's just a lie of our culture, in my opinion. But compassion and love is where everything is, and you don't need to be empathetic or you're taking on other people's feelings and emotions in order to know how they feel or how to act or move in compassion or love. Amen.
Amen.
And Sister Debbie, before you go, I would like to go ahead and speak to a little bit of what Vince was saying. He did an impartation on your hands. And what's coming to me is Isaiah 61. So as you go in and you're praying for people, you know, lots of times we don't think of ourselves as minister of the gospel. But as you go in, I was going to ask you, you're praying for the brokenhearted, right?
Yes.
You're praying for them to be set free. Is that correct? Go into Isaiah 61 and you read about the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Do you know Isaiah 61?
No.
So if you take your Bible into Isaiah 61, yes, you need to read it, because what's happening, I believe you're going to see an increase come up on you of healing. And the word says, you know, it says stir up the gift of healing, 2 Timothy 4. Stir up the gifts of healing by the laying on of hands. For I've not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Now, when you come into Isaiah 61, if you go down into verse 2, it says to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And here, you know, this is actually talking about the good news of salvation of Jesus Christ, but you are Christ-like. And as I spoke before Minister Vince started, you know what, you're Christ-like. And as you are getting into God's word and this Holy Spirit is within you, and that fire increases and your faith increases. You know, Paul said, if I'm sane, that's for you. If I'm crazy, that's for Jesus. And sometimes people think we're crazy, but I think you're going to find as you walk in, one, people can see the beauty of Jesus Christ on you. Number two, you need to come against that spirit of fear that might be gripping you as you go through the day, because there is a wearing down of the saints. And then not only that, whenever you're praying, virtue does leave your body. Just like when the woman touched Jesus' robe, he said, who touched me? Virtue left my body. So we have to realize we are Christ-like, and I believe God is just calling you to a different level of not laying on hands as much as intercession. But when you're praying for people, what are you praying for? You know, are you praying for them to have beauty for ashes? Are you praying for them to be consoled like those in Zion? Are you praying for God to comfort them, all who mourn? Are you praying for the oil of joy to come over them for their mourning, the garment of praise to be given to them instead of that spirit of heaviness. And so I just challenge you, go ahead and look in Isaiah 61, and I believe that God is just going to open your eyes up, and when you start praying, you'll pray God's word, and you're going to start seeing the atmosphere around you change. You'll start seeing your coworkers look at you, and you'll start seeing when you walk in the room,